SK Hynix taps U.S. markets for record chip investment push. SK Hynix, the South Korean memory chip maker that supplies NVIDIA's most advanced AI accelerators, completed the largest U.S. listing by a foreign company in history on July 10, 2026, raising $26.5 billion at $149 per American depositary share, and landing on NASDAQ at a market valuation that already exceeds $1 trillion on its home exchange. The deal does not just set a record. It marks the moment when the AI infrastructure build-out became a primary driver of global equity capital formation, displacing traditional tech initial public offerings and forcing institutional allocators to reprice the entire memory chip sector. The company sold 177.9 million American depositary shares, each equivalent to one-tenth of a sole-traded common share, at $149 apiece. Demand for the offering reportedly ran more than 7 times the number of shares available, a coverage ratio that compresses pricing risk and signals institutional conviction rather than retail speculation. SK Hynix's share price has more than tripled in South Korea in 2026, a gain that, alongside Samsung Electronics, has pushed the benchmark KOSPI index up more than 70% over the same period. Both SK Hynix and Samsung now carry stock market valuations above $1 trillion, placing them alongside NVIDIA, Apple, Microsoft, and Alphabet in a club whose combined weight shapes global passive allocation flows. Seoul National University finance professor Yi-Won Choi described the NASDAQ listing as a yardstick to test the water for whether investor enthusiasm for memory chip makers will continue, noting that the U.S. market offers access to deeper capital pools and fewer structural barriers than South Korea. The stakes extend beyond SK Hynix itself. The South Korean government in June 2026 unveiled plans for more than $880 billion in investments in partnership with SK Hynix and Samsung. Hanyang University business professor Yun Youngjin noted that Seoul is counting on the NASDAQ proceeds to fund domestic chip and AI infrastructure spending, though Yun added that the listing carries risks if capital migrates toward U.S.-listed shares and away from the Korean domestic market. That tension between national industrial policy and international capital market mechanics is the central fault line every institutional investor in this name must monitor. The $26.5 billion raised by SK Hynix on July 10, 2026, is the largest U.S. listing by a foreign company ever recorded. Demand exceeded supply by more than 7 times. The AI supply chain premium, why memory chip multiples have detached from history, SK Hynix is not a generalist semiconductor company. It is the primary supplier of high bandwidth memory, or HBM, to NVIDIA, whose GPUs power the data centers that underpin nearly every large language model in commercial deployment. That single supply chain position explains why a memory chip maker, historically a cyclical, commodity-priced business trading at low single-digit price-to-earnings multiples, now carries a $1 trillion valuation. The mechanism is straightforward. AI training runs require enormous quantities of HBM stacked directly on GPU packages. There are only 2 credible HBM suppliers at scale, SK Hynix and Samsung. Micron is a distant third. Rivals Samsung and Micron have each seen their share prices more than double in recent months, confirming that the market is pricing AI-driven demand across the entire memory oligopoly, not just SK Hynix. What this signals, the traditional memory cycle framework, which priced these stocks on DRAM spot prices and inventory turns, is functionally broken for the HBM segment. Institutional investors who apply 2019-era memory cycle analysis to SK Hynix will systematically underweight a business whose revenue is now anchored by NVIDIA's capital expenditure commitments rather than consumer electronics seasonality. The initial public offering cohort context, SpaceX, Anthropic, OpenAI, and the liquidity supercycle SK Hynix's NASDAQ debut arrives inside a compressed window of AI-linked equity issuance that has no modern precedent in scale or velocity. In June 2026, SpaceX, the owner of Grok AI, completed the world's largest ever listing, raising $85.7 billion. Anthropic and OpenAI are both preparing public offerings, with valuations exceeding $1 trillion each. The implication for institutional allocators is structural. Three separate segments of the AI value chain, infrastructure hardware through SK Hynix, compute and software infrastructure through SpaceX, and model layer through Anthropic and OpenAI, are all simultaneously drawing on public equity markets for capital. The aggregate demand on institutional balance sheets over a 6-to-12-month window runs into the hundreds of billions of dollars. That is a liquidity absorption event, not just a series of initial public offerings. Historical context is instructive. The dot-com era produced a comparable rush of technology listings between 1999 and 2001, but those companies were largely pre-revenue. The 2026 cohort is different. SK Hynix generated the revenue and market capitalization to earn a $1 trillion valuation before touching U.S. public markets. The quality bar is higher. The scale is larger. The concentration risk in AI-linked equities is, accordingly, more consequential. Caption: Selected 2026 AI-linked equity capital market events. All figures from BBC News. Geopolitical risk stack. Hormuz, Korea, and the supply chain chokepoint problem. Any institutional position in SK Hynix carries a geopolitical risk dimension that extends well beyond Korean market liquidity. The Strait of Hormuz, through which more than a fifth of the world's oil and gas supplies flow, has seen traffic fall to 23 tankers and cargo ships per day as of July 9, 2026, down from 47 the week prior, following a new round of U.S.-Iran strikes. Before the conflict escalated, the strait averaged 138 ship crossings per day, according to the Joint Maritime Information Center. Energy price volatility at this scale raises input costs across the semiconductor fabrication supply chain, from specialty chemicals to logistics. SK Hynix's Korean fabs depend on stable energy inputs and just-in-time component delivery. A sustained Hormuz disruption does not break the AI chip build-out, but it compresses margins and introduces schedule risk into expansion plans that are already politically sensitive given the $880 billion domestic investment commitment. The geopolitical overlay matters for a second reason. The NASDAQ listing gives SK Hynix access to U.S. capital, but does not insulate its manufacturing base from Korean Peninsula risk or from the U.S.-China technology export control regime. Any tightening of semiconductor equipment export restrictions to China would affect SK Hynix's addressable market for legacy DRAM, even as HBM demand from U.S. hyperscalers remains intact. Korean capital flight risk. The domestic market displacement equation, Professor Yun Youngjin's warning about capital migrating away from the Korean domestic market, deserves more analytical weight than it has received in initial coverage. SK Hynix and Samsung together represent a disproportionate share of the KOSPI index. The KOSPI has risen more than 70% in 2026, in part because of these two companies. If U.S.-listed SK Hynix ADS become the preferred vehicle for global investors seeking Korean chip exposure, the domestic KOSPI float in SK Hynix shares faces structural selling pressure. The parallel is not without precedent. When large emerging market companies have established dominant U.S. ADS programs, the home market premium has historically compressed as index arbitrage and currency hedging mechanics redirect institutional flows. For Korean retail investors and domestic pension funds that hold the underlying Seoul shares, the NASDAQ listing is a double-edged development. It validates the franchise but may redistribute the valuation premium to U.S. market participants. The Plaquemium view the market has correctly identified SK Hynix as a critical node in the AI supply chain. It has not yet priced the second-order consequence. This listing, combined with the SpaceX offering and the pending Anthropic and OpenAI initial public offerings, is creating an AI equity complex large enough to function as its own asset class. Sovereign wealth funds and large pension allocators that historically accessed AI exposure through NASDAQ 100 index positions will face pressure to build direct, active positions across the full value chain stack, from HBM memory through model infrastructure. The original thesis from Plaquemium, SK Hynix's $149 ADS price and 7x oversubscription ratio, effectively sets a valuation floor for the HBM segment globally. Any institutional investor evaluating Micron or Samsung against their own AI hardware exposure now has a publicly traded, liquid benchmark. That is a pricing discovery event for the entire memory sector, not just one company's initial public offering. There is a risk the market is underweighting. The $880 billion Korean government SK Hynix Samsung investment plan is an industrial policy bet of the highest order. If AI capital expenditure from U.S. hyperscalers plateaus, even temporarily, the revenue shortfall at SK Hynix would land simultaneously with massive domestic capital commitments. The NASDAQ listing accelerates the virtuous cycle in the upside scenario. In the downside scenario, it amplifies the feedback loop in the other direction, with U.S. investors holding liquid ADS that can be sold faster than Korean physical fab capacity can be redeployed. For Gulf Cooperation Council sovereign wealth funds, SK Hynix's NASDAQ listing opens a direct route into the AI hardware supply chain without the friction of Korean market access. Funds that have committed capital to NVIDIA and to U.S. hyperscaler infrastructure should treat SK Hynix ADS as a complementary, upstream hedge. The Hormuz disruption risk is real but manageable for a fund with a 5+ year horizon. The AI demand signal is not a trend. It is a structural reallocation of global computing spend, and SK Hynix sits at its physical foundation. The bottom line, SK Hynix's $26.5 billion NASDAQ listing is the largest foreign company debut in U.S. history, and more importantly, the clearest signal yet that AI infrastructure spending has become a primary engine of global capital market activity. The 7x oversubscription confirms institutional demand, not retail momentum. The $880 billion Korean government investment partnership makes the domestic policy stakes explicit. The Hormuz disruption, which has cut straight traffic from 138 ships per day to 23, adds an energy input risk that investors pricing SK Hynix on AI demand alone are systematically ignoring. The forward claim: SK Hynix's ADS will function as the liquid benchmark for global HBM exposure. Micron re-rates against it. Samsung's KOSPI multiple faces compression as international flows migrate to the U.S.-listed vehicle. And when Anthropic and OpenAI price their offerings, the SK Hynix ADS coverage ratio will be the number underwriters cite to justify model layer valuations. That is what it means to be the yardstick.